Good morning. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A federal trial opening today could help settle whether impoverished Florida felons can be denied the right to vote. Voters overwhelmingly approved an amendment in 2018 that allowed felons to regain the right to vote, but the Republican-controlled Florida legislature passed a bill that was later signed by Governor DeSantis stipulating that felons must pay all legal financial obligations before their voting rights can be restored. A class action suit before a U.S. district judge in Tallahassee will consider the constitutional merits of that law. In a state that holds great sway in presidential elections, the case could have wide ramifications. The White House is bracing for some tough economic numbers. Here's more from the AP's Shelley Adler.
The next couple of months are going to look terrible.
White House advisor Kevin Hassett.
You're going to see numbers that are as bad as anything that we've ever seen. I think the unemployment rate is going to jump to a level probably around 16% or even higher in the next jobs report.
And what about gross domestic product, a common indicator used to track the health of a nation's economy?
I think GDP growth in the second quarter is going to be, you know, negative, big number. Wall Street estimates are 20, negative 20, negative 30% at an annual rate.
The next jobs report is due out on May 8th. I'm Shelley Adler.
Florida Governor DeSantis says that parts of the state are now on the other side of the coronavirus outbreak, and he will soon announce whether he will lift restrictions that have shuttered much of the state's economy. The governor said at a briefing in Orlando yesterday that the hysteria in the early weeks of the outbreak has not materialized in Florida. That's despite dire speculation there would be many more deaths than the 1,000 the state has recorded so far. Many communities took safer-at-home actions before DeSantis did. As of yesterday, Florida had more than 31,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19. As speculation continues about North Korea's Kim Jong-un, the Senate minority leader warns no matter who the country's leader is, it's a dangerous nuclear-capable nation. Here's more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Satellite imagery by the website North 38, which specializes in North Korea, shows a train likely belonging to the leader has been parked at his compound since last week amid speculation about his health, caused in part by a long period out of the public eye. Senator Chuck Schumer.
Reports are unclear in that secretive nation as to the status of Kim Jong-un.
But he says no matter who the leader is, it's a very dangerous country.
They have more nuclear weapons, more delivery systems than they have ever had.
So Senator Schumer says the U.S. has to be very strong with North Korea. Julie Walker, New York.
The Syrian military and state media say Israeli warplanes flying over Lebanon have fired missiles toward areas near the Syrian capital of Damascus. They say the Israeli missiles killed 3 civilians and wounded 4, but Syria's air defenses shot down most of the missiles. The military statement carried by state media says the attack happened around dawn today. Israel rarely confirms its attacks on other countries and did not comment on the Syrian report. Israel has, however, said in the past it was behind a series of airstrikes mainly targeting Iran and Lebanese Hezbollah forces in Syria, fighting alongside Syrian government forces. Muslims around the world have begun celebrating Ramadan amid the new coronavirus pandemic. Here's more from the AP's Sarah Bassett.
Ramadan is usually a festive season, with the day-long fast followed by lavish meals and evening get-togethers. But this year, many are confined to their homes. Travel is heavily restricted, and public venues like parks, malls, and even mosques are shuttered. A key element of Ramadan is charity, with the fast partly intended to cultivate empathy for the needy. But many countries have imposed bans on communal meals, forcing charities to organize home deliveries instead. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Well, today it'll be partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the high 70s. Tonight, clear and cool with overnight lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.